can do that himself, but not to his wife, right. not to his daughter. I mean, I'm going to fuck him up different way. That means beat the fuck out of him and
him
suplex him, put him in the camel clutch, break his back, and fuck his ass and make him humble. That's why I said it.
Right.
But besides that, I don't want to talk about his family. That's a cheap in.
Shake.
You're a little boy, I heard.
Oh, welcome back. We took a week off. Not planned. Sorry about that. It's the Fig Cave here in the High Noon Studios. Beautiful downtown Catonsville.
It's official?
Yeah, it's official.
It's official.
I got five cases on the way from High Noon. They're sponsoring the show. So, well, I'll have to bring a case up to Connecticut when I come visit next month. I'll mix it up for you. Nice and... get a little pool pack, a little tropical, a little tequila, Ooh. A little bit of everything, man. You know,
throw the grapefruits out the window.
Yeah, I don't want that shit at all either.
Some reason I do like passion fruit, which I think is the same.
Passion fruit is growing on me. I will say that I did hate it at first, but it is growing on me. This is the High Noon podcast, brought to you by High Noon. The Fig Cave. Nick Thompson up in Connecticut. What's up, brother?
Yo, man, how are you?
Not bad. Been a busy couple weeks, but things are finally slowing down. Taking the wife out of town this weekend for her birthday. Early birthday, because her birthday falls next week when we're going on another trip with my father, who is and my mom and my sister and her daughter and everybody. We're going to Asheville, North Carolina, which my dad loves, and he's got early dementia, early Alzheimer's, whatever you want to call it. So we want one last trip with him, someplace that he remembers. So I will be gone next week. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
We're talking about doing a little bonus episode, you and a mystery tag team partner. So hopefully that can come together. But this is gonna be sparse for the next couple of weeks. But we'll be grinding as we get into the 4th of July time period. But what's new with you, man?
Nothing. I mean, well, unless it's canceled, I got Chris Stapleton this weekend. It's always Mother's Day gift. So I'm pumped. Two old friends are going to meet us there. We'll do a little tailgating. And then I guess Zoe has another group of friends that are somewhere around there. But it's a spread out parking lot, for this place. So hopefully we can be not too far from some people that we know.
Where is it located?
Mansfield, Mass. So it's one of...
Okay.
There's one in Mansfield and one in Hartford, Connecticut. And like one is the Xfinity Theater and the other one's like the Xfinity Center, and I never remember which one's which. So
really?
Okay. It's an Xfinity property.
Okay.
So
very nice. Hopefully the billowing smoke is gone from everything going up in Canada.
Yeah, it is. Is it getting down to you guys yet or what?
Yeah, it was bad today. They canceled my son's baseball league games. He didn't have a game today, but I guess whoever did got canceled. And yeah, it's like a haze this morning. It looked like kind of like fog, and then just on the horizon. It wasn't as bad as like all the pictures you've seen in New York. I'm sure it's worse up where you are because you're closer to New York. I feel like everything bad just centers around New York, or maybe that's just because that's all people know about. But
everybody's going to talk about it the most being in New York. So
I heard it was arson. It wasn't like a accidental thing. Someone like lit the fire on purpose, which is kind of scary.
I don't know, but I'm dude. That's enough from Canada, dude. We've been kind of letting them exist long enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I say we just take it over. Like, let's just expand.
Get their shitty fake bacon, Canadian bacon. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good.
It's called ham, guy. It's ham.
It's just ham. Rest in peace. If you heard the intro, sorry for the bad language, but had to play it. Little Iron Sheik, he passed away, I believe it was yesterday. We'll talk about him and some figures. And a little before our time, Nick, I mean, that was right before Hulkamania kind of went wild, when he beat Backlund, and then he then lost the title to Hogan. I don't know how much longer after that it was, but cool character. Had some really cool figures and was a pretty entertaining guy on Twitter. I don't know if he actually was the one behind the tweets, but... pretty colorful like character even to the end. Like in his old age, he was like very like just a funny guy.
Yeah, it was impossible not to read those tweets in his voice.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of like I know he had two Legends figures. He had one in a two pack with Nikolai Volkoff, and he had like a Legends figure on his own.
I think it's the same figure, right?
Yeah, I think it is too. Yeah. And he has the obviously the Mattel Retro, which I have. He's got an LJN. He spanned a lot of different Mattel lines, that's for sure. I'm sure he has a Jax figure at some point.
I think I have his two Jax. They're actually in this box, but buried under stuff. But okay. He had a Thumb Wrestler. He definitely had a Thumb Wrestler.
The closest figure to me right here is the Retrofest, which is
Retrofest. There you go.
Figure. I went on eBay just to check prices. These are going for like 70, 80 bucks.
Yeah, I got Mustafa right, Colonel Mustafa right here. He's probably.
Oh, I do have that too.
Pegging a number of shelves out there. So.
Yeah, well, he might sell now faster. I mean, which is sad, but this one, I love these. I don't know if we talk about these enough. These Retrofest figures, they were a GameStop exclusive. The packaging on these was awesome. Wish they kept this
going. it doesn't like combine into tote for shit. Like they take up so much room on their own.
Yeah, they're huge.
But it was super cool. I mean, even when that was right when I started collecting, I think it was like the last few. And you could get most of them for around 20, 25 bucks resale.
Yep.
Except for maybe Macho Man was a little more expensive.
Mr. Perfect was the one that was one of the later ones that was hard to get because they just kind of
gave up. And now it's expensive as hell.
Gave up on it, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
so rest in peace, Sheik, classic wrestler. Span multiple generations, and being involved in the Hogan Slaughter feuds later on in like early 90s, and then was a manager for the Sultan.
The Sultan, yeah. Point.
Yeah, so he's been around for a while. So, we got a lot of news, but I want to get in touch with a couple people that have been promoting my book. Obviously, the book's still on sale. It's on Amazon, The Official Guide to America's Toy Stores. I had a goal of how many books I wanted to sell, and I'm pretty close to that already, and within like less than a month.
So that's awesome.
That's pretty cool. Yep.
Congrats.
The Major Wrestling Figure Podcast promoted it on the early Patreon episode. You'll hear that if you're not a Patreon subscriber on Friday. They were promoting it, and it was cool to hear them. I don't know if you listened to the episode yet.
Yeah.
They were basically, I didn't know this was in I didn't know there's one of these in Massachusetts. Blah blah blah. And they were kind of flipping through it, and that was pretty cool to hear. Wasn't cool to hear that Brian Myers didn't know where he could buy it from, but luckily our buddy Mark Sterling piped in and brought up the Amazon.
Yeah, actually URL. Pulled it up that it was that easy to find, which was cool. Like to show that not too much effort, guys.
Yeah, they were talking about it for a good minute and a half, 2 minutes. So that was cool.
Yeah.
There is some stuff in there that's out of date. Brian sent me some. I guess there's a couple. I think he said the Wrestling Classic might be closing or the Wrestling Universe.
Some of the other locations I think have like closed off, like Comac, obviously Hassles. Yeah.
Yep. So that'll be volume two coming next year. And also
I got some ideas for you, don't worry.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
put you in as a co-creator.
No. It's your thing. I just if it was like it's like one of the things like, oh, what do I think could add to this? So
I'll just pay you in high noons, I guess. That'll work.
All right, yeah. I want my gloves. I want my High Noon gloves that I was promised last winter.
Gloves?
Yeah, dude, there was High Noon, like, opening gloves.
That's right. Sure. Yeah. Fig Heel and Alex West Collects on Instagram both promoted the book. I sent both of those guys a copy. So thank you, guys. I sent a couple other people a copy that have not said anything, which is not cool, but hopefully they'll post about it. No skin off my back. But,
you just got to chum the waters. You don't know what you're going to catch.
Exactly. Yeah. But, it's available. It's $11.99 on Amazon, guys. Free shipping if you have Prime. I'm working on getting, like, an audio version or, like, a Kindle version, I guess you would call it.
Yeah, Kindle, yeah. People keep writing their phones, yeah.
Yep. So that'll be cool. And, it's a please leave a review on Amazon if you did get it. Give a little 5 stars. That'll push it up. It is number one in catalogs and directories. So take that. Oh, number one in antiques and collectible toys too. What's number two? Ooh. What's number two here? Oh, Lego Spacebook. Fuck you, Lego Spacebook. All right.
Do you want to set up a stand at Brimfield when you guys come up?
Oh, I should. I should.
Antiques and collectibles. Collectibles.
I've had a couple stores reach out about bringing the books in for their stores, which is cool, and just kind of selling them there. It's been going good. So, we got some AEW reveals to get into. You want to start those off, Nicky boy?
Sure.
I'm trying to pull up. I guess pulling up the Major Pod Instagram is probably the best because I know Ringside doesn't share some of the ones that are not available on their website. major WF pod. You've probably listened to 10 podcasts that have covered these reveals already, so we're not going to spend a ton of time going into these, but let's just pick out the things that we liked, the things that we didn't like. How does that sound, Nick?
You guys have heard it. You guys have heard it every other pod.
You've heard it.
If you listen to our pod, I'm sure you listen to other pods that have already done the review, so we don't relate to the party. We took that week off, so we'll do the reviews.
Give me something that you liked that you saw. Let's start with some positives here.
I mean, the easy one is the Hook and Danhausen two-pack. That was the Amazon exclusive in their two-pack world. We said it before. Other people, people said it. Jazzwares has no problem doing non-human faces.
Mm-hmm.
So Danhausen, it looks like they hit the expected home run on this. It looks like.
Yep.
So that's half your pack. And then Hook is so popular. His hair does look like an action figure because it's just stuck one way or another. Always different.
Yep.
So I think they nailed this two-pack, which is a great start.
And I think a lot of people wanted this because the first Danhausen figure they showed wasn't in a ring gear. It was in more like a full body kind of like...
Oh, the weird sweater that he wears. Yeah.
And this is not... I don't see it on ringside. I don't see it on Amazon anymore. So...
No, it's sold out. But I mean, guys...
It'll come back, you think? Yeah.
Yeah, just the same as Britt and Jade, that two-pack, you know, it's sold out. And then it's back and now it's everywhere. But people were paying over $100 for that set. From Amazon, like just wait. Like every two pack has sold out and come back.
Yeah,
although some never sold out. You know,
the Kenny Omega, and Adam Page is on here for $20 now, free shipping. So basically $10 a fig, which is pretty good. But yeah, check that out. That'll show up hopefully back on Amazon. That's what you liked. I'm going to say what I liked is I don't have to be a completist anymore on the Blood and Guts figures because they're doing a Blood and Guts Wheeler Yuta figure, which is fine. I'm sure some people like him. I lean more toward the Jim Cornette side on him. But between that and Thunder Rosa, I've decided I'm not going to be a completist on these anymore. I'm going to get definitely the MJF and the CM Punk. I have all the other ones, but I just don't feel like it's a line that I need to be a completist on because I think they're going to go further and further down the rabbit hole, which is, you know, fine for AEW diehards, but not something I want to do. It was an odd choice to have him on there. I know he was involved in that match with Moxley that he, you know, got pretty busted open. So
The line doesn't have to that line doesn't have to be forced. You could keep doing ringside exclusive that are not necessarily Blood and Guts, but. You know, and it's not our business, and it's not our business to buy or sell, you know, the actual product to distribute. But it just don't force it, and this feels like a force.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a head scratcher, but I mean, I'm sure he none of them have sold out because they're on rings. You know, ringside is a smaller footprint, but I'm trying to pull it up here. Yeah, the Thunder Rosa is 27. I'm sure that probably started at 35 or something. So that'll probably go down a little bit cheaper.
That's going to be a Black Friday purchase for me, just to go opposite Britt. Yeah. But then that's probably it for me for Thunder Rosa figures, especially if she's not coming back like to wrestle, which I assume she will. But
yeah.
What are they going to do when they get her back? Like they have other people waiting in the wings to do sitting catering. So who knows?
Yep. Some of the things that do look cool that they came out with, I will say that the AEW Shop AEW exclusive Jade with the green hair looks really nice. They've done, you know, you talked about it, the masked and the painted face superstars. They do really well, but they've done Jade really well. You know, all her figures look really good when I see them on the pegs. So this is a 1 of 3,000 that was available on Shop AEW. I don't know if it's still there. But you can
get as of yesterday it was, yeah.
Okay. ShopAEW.com. It's a great looking figure. Just walk through some of the lines here. Boom, 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 boom. See, at least when AEW does when Mattel does reveals, we get some prototypes or some, you know, it's not just photos. We've got mostly photos here. The things that we did see actual figures of, we've kind of had prototypes of before, so it wasn't anything too shocking. But we can run through them here. Unrivaled Series 15, the Samoa Joe. Ethan Page finally getting a figure, which is cool. Chris Jericho. Daniel Garcia, the first AEW Page figure. And then it looks like the Devil MJF as the devil. So that one would probably be a pretty good seller. That'll look cool. Those are coming later in 2000. Those are coming in pre-order, coming in 2024, it says.
Yep, MJF. That's about it for me on that one.
Yep. Unrivaled 16, Takeshita, whatever his name is, Orange Cassidy.
How can you not say Takeshita?
I was going to, but I didn't want to butcher it that bad.
No, but like it's a tough one, dude.
I mean, it is spelled out right there for you, Takeshita. Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, Julia Hart, and then the Guns, which will be pretty toyetic, I'm sure. I know you were 100% on these figures. You're not anymore.
No, it's they've given me an easy out on a lot of these. Yeah. So,
Unmatched Series 11. It's Sammy and Ty Conti. Congrats to them on the expecting a child later this year, I think. So, props to them. Darby Allin, which will not be correct. I don't know if you saw recently. He just got a giant lightning tattoo on the side of his head.
Yep.
So that figure won't be correct. Whiny ass Jungle Boy, MJF, hopefully in some sort of Burberry suit, which would be cool. I forget this guy's name. Shit.
Jay White.
Yes.
Jay White.
I wanted to call him Juice Robinson, but it's Jay White. And then Sting, Luminary Sting, which is, I think, an early, early Sting when he was tagging Blade Runner with Ultimate Warrior. So pretty cool. I'm sure that'll probably sell well, but it might be a little bit of a peg warmer because I'm sure the casual fan won't know what it is, but a pretty good set. They showed off some prototypes here. There's finally a Jericho of the JAS Jericho, which is good. They haven't really, as many Jerichos as they've had, they haven't really done a JAS one, Jericho Appreciation Society. So
that'll probably, they had to get the Stadium Stampede or whatever, our Blood and Guts, whatever the hell it's called, match to get all these guys in there.
This Sammy Guevara looks pretty nice with the kind of the kissy face. They did show that one off, the Inner Circle jacket. That's a, is that a Ringside exclusive too?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So that'll come in like one of those cool boxes, kind of like Cody Rhodes had.
I hope that they're, I just want them to be uniform on those types of boxes. Like,
yeah.
You know, you already have several different shapes, but I would like to see, you know, this Sammy, if it matches that TNT title,
yep.
Cody, and hopefully the MJF Punk matches the Mox Kenny match from 2 years ago. Because that's a sharp looking box, but I just want them all to match.
We're getting they showed off the LJN CM Punk, and they showed off an upcoming LJN Britt Baker. So that's the first female kind of LJN style figure. There, which is pretty cool.
They're shooting that CM Punk at the worst angle. He looks like a LJN of a retro.
Yeah, it does look like a retro.
It just looks yeah. super short, right? Yeah. It just looks awkward. Yeah, or too thick, maybe, like too broad.
You can't get the full scale of it from that kind of angle from above. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I mean, there's a bunch of other stuff they showed, but I think the biggest thing was that Hook and Danhausen 2-pack. They are going to get a Danhausen Ringside exclusive, and I think that's pretty similar to the 2-pack, but I think it has like a different color jacket or vest or like cape or something. I don't know. So what was puzzling to me, and the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast talked about this, that they're going to do a subline of Ring of Honor figures that they guess they showed a video for at their fan fest. It was never really shown on the Jazzwares social media. And then Jeremy Padour put it out like 2 or 3 days later. It was just a blah debut. But, I mean, it'll get some hardcore fans pretty excited. But like they said, it's going to have to be like a Shop AEW or a Ringside thing. I don't think those are going to sell. You know, if the AEW figures aren't selling very well in stores, the Ring of Honor figures, you know, even less people know about that, sadly. So.
Yeah, it was a very quick trailer. I hope it's just not going to hit. Because I don't even know how, like, they're talking about doing CM Punk in the white shorts. Like, I'm not even sure that's going to sell. And that's CM Punk in the AEW line. So, you know, make that a little litmus test. See if that sells. See if a Samoa Joe sells before we go crazy with the whole line. As much as you want to get those guys out there, if they're not going to make money, it's not worth it.
Exactly. since we didn't record last week, we also missed the tweet from Jeremy Padour that they were going to, or maybe we did talk about this. I really didn't
know. No, we spoke because I was some people messaged me on how they think they would do it. So
okay. So Padour said basically they're going to get rid of the peg warmers that are currently in stores to make room for new AEW figures coming in. What are some of the theories? Because I would assume they would just do kind of a clearance them all out and start fresh.
Well, that was it. Mine was just like it was getting the message to the employees to actually get rid of it. Like, how is that directive actually going to reach them? But expert in the business world, Kyle Peterson, reached out and said that it basically they would create all new UPCs and the what's the other code, DPCIs, and they would just say anything under these is pull these and move them to clearance.
Yeah,
and then create all new ones for them going forward, and you know, until they got to clearance those out. So it made sense. He jumped all over my, you know, I was just like, there's no way they're going to be able to pull this off, which I still have my doubts, but at least that's a logical way to do it. It must be how they get rid of old shit there.
That makes sense. Yeah. My mom works at Walmart. She handles basically all the stuff that gets like pulled off the shelf and has to be sent back to whatever company, or I don't know where they send it to, but she's just basically sends pallets and pallets of stuff back out to whatever company sent them to her. So,
and I always make friends with the clearance ladies.
Oh yeah. I have a guy that works my clearance aisle. He's like hardcore. Yeah. I think he's a little bit slow, but he is always there, like filling the shelves. Like it's, you know, and then I have another one even closer that nobody even does anything in clearance. So I think it just depends like having somebody do it, but,
And I hide stuff that I might buy. I hide all over the store.
I do too. Yeah.
I got a Roomba I've had my eye on for a while.
Really?
I want to pull the trigger. Wow. Yeah.
I usually hide stuff. There's like a Sporting Goods is right by the toys in my store. There's a big in the back corner of the store. There's like all these big tarps that no one ever looks at or moves, and they must be too heavy for them to reorganize. Like, you know, where they are, so they just sit there. So I usually just throw them behind that. Nobody does anything. So if you go to my Walmart now, you know the secret. Probably like 10 figures back there. That's about it for the reveals. I just don't, nothing really wowed me. It wasn't anything new. Like, I still don't get that. Like, nobody, did anyone leave from this? Like, man, I can't believe they're doing that. This is awesome. Or, you know, I don't know.
They delivered on the big stuff that you wanted. Hook, Danhausen. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I still wish they would do more Legends with the people that they have, but I don't think they're going that route, I guess. They would have done
it. They just got to figure out that... Yeah, abandon LJNs. Or do a one-off line every now and then. You know, make it ringside exclusive. I don't know. Figure out something. But, again, anybody can correct me, but I did not collect during the Jax era. I have, you know, 10 Jax figures total. But everything, the way they're spoken about, like everything, that's so Jax, like things out of Jeremy Padour's playbook, they're happening here with Jazzwares, and everybody's in denial because they just want new figures or this and that. But these shitty repaints, these things are falling off scale, which, I mean, Jax didn't have scale. They didn't know. It was the evolution of the figure. But I just feel like we're going down the same exact hole. Like, as soon as we start getting multi packs from different lines, I'm gonna definitely prove my point.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. Hopefully, over the second half of the year, they'll get things rolling back in. But some of the series that'll be coming to stores, like Unrivaled series, we talked about this in the last show. Unrivaled series 10 is already in stores. So if they go to 11, then you got Penelope Ford, Kip Sabian, Darby Allin will sell, but Jungle Boy was kind of a peg warmer. Jericho. We'll see what happens.
There's just been this huge, and in the store, there's just been this huge lull. Like, I barely saw Unrivaled 10, and I barely saw it would be Unmatched 5. I'm seeing a ton of 4 right now, but that was in November. Those were things that I bought super, super cheap on Black Friday in November, and they still have barely touched the stores, and I haven't seen anything newer than that. So, They got to. I know that was Chinese New Year. I know it was I know it was holidays in general, and I know it was the sale to Berkshire Hathaway. But they got to get back in the swing, quick.
Speaking of Black Friday sale, there is a pretty decent 4th of July sale going on right now at Ringside. You can use code to call up or code Kyle for 10% off. And it's got me a little bit hungry for that Black Friday sale because there's some pretty good deals on here. I did buy early weekly purchases. I did buy something. I got the for $10. It was the Brock Lesnar with the kind of forklift. It was on Amazon for $10. We put it in the Facebook group.
I can't forget to go back and order this. I was going to send you a few for the toy drive.
Oh shit! I got one for my son's friend, his younger brother. He's like 4, and I got him this Drew McIntyre figure at one, or like I don't know when they had the Top Picks Drew McIntyres for like $5. I bought a bunch of them, and I gave him one just like, you know, here you go. It wasn't even for like a birthday or anything. And he carries this thing around with him everywhere. Anytime I see him, he's got it with him. And he always calls it Roman Reigns. I don't have the heart to correct him. But I bought him that. His birthday's coming up, so I bought him that thing. And like I went to group chat with like his parents and my wife, and the mom was like, he's really into wrestling figures. I need to start getting him some more wrestling figures. And I was like, I've never been more happy. Yeah, I know. Like, so I've been like scanning this, and I really want to get him some like fun ones. And like, they got Lince Dorado on here for $6.99 basic, and I think the Grand Metalik for $6.99. So I'm definitely gonna grab those two for him. I mean, he's 4; he doesn't care if they're basics, but they're like, and you know, there's the other ones on here like they're just boring. You know, like an Edge or Cena. You know, for a 4-year-old, you want something colorful and something cool looking. So I'll probably get those for him. But yeah, it's a decent sale. Use 10% off with code to call up. I still have this Retro Series 11 for $5.99. Mr. T, Roddy Piper, Mean Gene, Bob Orton.
Yeah, I deeply regret buying two sets when they came out.
Yeah, but I feel like now if you buy them at this, like, $20 for 4 of them, shit. I mean, I feel like in a couple years you could probably get $20 for each of these.
Yeah.
So, pretty good deals, but... Yeah, I am looking forward to a little Black Friday. That'll be here, man. I cannot believe July is going to be here before you know it, and then I don't want to wish the summer away, but shit, Black Friday before you know it, man.
That's, dude, this happens every year. This is not even just talk wrestling here. Talk like you plan these things in the summer and you look forward to them, and you're like, oh, it's 5 weeks away, but then you don't remember what the hell you did for those 4 weeks in between.
Yep.
Summer's gone, man. Summer's gone. Yeah. Like, I'm trying not to even talk about the live show in Boston for the Major Pod. Like, you know, just...
When is that? August?
August 20th. So, like, that's Mark's...
Yeah, that's the end of the summer. That's, like, almost football season.
And I think I'm going to go to Florida, like, leading up to that. Florida, fly home just in time to go to the Major show. I got to go to a wedding down there, so...
I was in a...
It's just going to...
I had a meeting last Friday with everybody from my, like, division, like, 40 people and all our bosses and... shit. So somebody was up in front of the, like making a presentation about something like, yeah, we're official sponsor of the NFL now, so blah blah blah, you know, football's right around the corner, so we get those signs, you know, talking about something, some girl, and I was like 98 days away, like I tried to say it under my breath, but I like said it loud enough where everybody heard me, and like everyone in the room like turned to me like, because I'm literally counting down how many days till football comes back, so I know exactly how many days are left. And everyone laughed at me, you know, but I don't care. I love football, you know, as much as I enjoy watching baseball. The Orioles are doing good. I love football. So
I've really loved baseball more and more the last few years. But the Padres, like not being on TV helps. Like not having cable and then barely being on TV, it's like okay. So when I do get to watch them, it's like I can really sit down and actually enjoy a game. Then rather than, you know, I have friends that watch every single inning of Red Sox baseball all year long, and I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, I feel it. I have YouTube TV, and I don't get the Orioles games, so I never get to watch them. I listen to them on the radio when I can, and I try to go to some games. But, we have a rumored Elite 105 lineup for Mattel. This is rumored. No, 104 is currently available on for pre-order on Ringside, which is Dakota Kai. Love Dakota Kai. Rick Steiner, his son. Bron Breakker.
Bron Breakker, yeah.
And, I hate the website here. Oh, Solo Sikoa, which is selling really well. Drew McIntyre and AJ Styles. 105 is scheduled to be Braun Strowman, Johnny Gargano, Dominic Mysterio in his Judgment Day garb. Carmelo Hayes, Io Sky / Io Shirai, and supposedly, according to, I think, a video I watched today, My Damn Toys, it's Scott Steiner. So it'll be interesting to see what we get, what Scott Steiner we get. Because if we would have funded that Nitro stage and then got a Scott Steiner a month later for pre-order, I know it's an Elite and an Ultimate, they're different.
Yeah.
But what are they going to do here? Because they can't give us a Michigan Wolverines Scott Steiner when we just got like a late WCW.
No, Steiner. I think you get a late WCW or the WWE version of the pants. Because they're going to give us kind of a less desirable Steiner first, just to get that one out. Yeah, yep. Unfortunately, dude, I love Braun figures, but Braun just getting buried, man. I don't understand, and I know he's hurt, so he's going to be out for a little while. I saw he was checking in, moving. He was in Alabama. Seeing Dr. James Andrews.
Oh, Dr. James Andrews is still operating? No way.
I think it's like a whole like clinic now.
Okay, because you never like hear, under, that was you know, the name you would hear when somebody got hurt, like baseball or Tommy John surgery, ACL surgery. That's the name you heard, and you'll never hear.
Dude, he fixed Sting's knee like when he fought Flair back, you know, when he beat him in '90. So
yeah,
the guy's done his time.
I didn't know he was hurt. I don't watch enough to know that, but I do remember when he came back, my son was super excited because it's just a guy unlike anybody else who's around, you know, like Omos is huge, but he can't move like Strowman, and you know, it's cool to have like a giant kind of guy. So that'll be cool.
I've enjoyed him and Ricochet.
Yeah, that was a cool tag team.
I like it. You know, I like it. I think keep working. So
Gargano looks pretty cool of the images we've seen of him. I think Carmelo Hayes will be nice, the first time in the line for him. So it's an interesting set. I've been a little bit down on the Elites so far this year. I got the Solo Sikoa from Wrestling Collector Shop from my son. We posted about it on our social media. They had a 25% off any pre-orders. So I got that from Wrestling Collector Shop for 25% off. It was basically retail price, which was cool. But I didn't get anything from 104 for myself. Elite 103, I didn't get anything for myself. Elite 102, I didn't get anything for myself. I didn't want any of those. So it's been, I don't know. I think it's good, though. I'm kind of excited, like focusing more on the Ultimates. But I did see Elite 101. Only thing they have left is Mr. America and Sonya Deville. They don't have, they're out of Johnny Knoxville, Kevin Owens. The Cody Rhodes is gone. So those must have sold pretty well.
Yeah, I'm shocked when I go through like 98 through 102 because none of these have really even hit the store.
Nope.
Other than that Walmart pallet and then Target skipping right to 100, you haven't seen any of this.
No, I haven't seen any Elite 100. Maybe at Target I saw the end cap thing, but I have not seen
any. Just the end cap, and that's all we've seen. And then, so you don't know if Ringside is going to even restock any of these, or they've learned their lesson, they're going to move on. They don't want to deal with it until Black Friday again. So, it sucks because I was like, oh, I can't wait till they hit retail, but so many of them have just seemed to have missed retail. Like, I haven't seen anything besides Randy Orton Top Picks for weeks at most of my stores.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. The hunt, I was going to talk about in weekly purchases, but a little bit of the fire has been put out by me, and this happens this time of year because we get all these, like, around WrestleMania time, we see so much cool stuff, and then you get, oh shit, I want to see all this cool stuff, but that's not coming for another year. That's like way in the pipeline. There's nothing really in stores right now, and a lot of the newer stuff I just haven't seen. Like, my stores are getting a pretty good from like Elite 95, 96, 97, 98. They were getting a pretty good, like, every other month, every 6 weeks, getting a good shipment of stuff in, something at least to look at and grab for other people in the group. But my stores have just been barren. Like, the Legends figures are just kind of stale. Yeah, we hit 96,
and they seem to... Yeah, 96 seem to re-up, and then Target is getting it and getting it again.
Yep.
Same as they're getting the Unmatched 4, the Cody set. It just keeps cycling through that.
Yeah.
There's so many.
I do need
that. And Unrivaled 9 are clogging up all my Walmarts.
I need that camo Hulk Hogan SummerSlam figure. That's down at $20.99. That's a good price. I don't know if they have a ton of those left. I feel like Hogan sell pretty well.
Well, SummerSlams, I mean, they were available on Black Friday and then afterwards this year. Like, they sold them out on Black Friday, then they came back with them. That's from last year. So I think you have some time.
Okay.
But that's a great price. So it's one of those, if you're at, you know, if you're trying to get over 60 for shipping or, you know, it's not costing too much, it's totally worth picking up now. I mean, I want that whole set for the build a figure anyway that I'm never going to put to build. Just like that. I got to have the whole set.
The Harley race is off of Ringside Greatest Hits Volume 2, which is pretty quick. I don't know if these are going to go to stores. Did the first set go to stores ever? Greatest Hits?
Only on that pallet. Only on the Walmart pallet.
Yeah, and it was like, it was like maybe a case of each, and that was it. Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was going to hit more stores. Probably every 3 to 4 stores saw that pallet.
Yeah, bigger ones.
For as many years between me and work, or the school that I usually work at, I mean, I think there's probably 9 or 10 Walmarts that you could kind of not too far off the beaten path, and I think 2 of them got the pallet. So something's up there, you know. They gotta redistribute these things.
If this Greatest Hits was not like a total redo of a bunch of figures that people already have, if this was like a Hall of Fame line or something, these would be like super valuable on the secondary market because they are not, like I said, they're not showing up in stores. So
yeah, Collector Shop has on their eBay store. I mean, they were pushing earlier that they had Diamond Dallas Page for half price. I mean, with shipping, he's retail, but it's not the worst price.
Bro,
you could tell that they just can't, you know, DDP just, it was too soon to release that, I think.
The fucking Santos Escobar and Otis from Elite 87, they survived all the way through Black Friday, all the Black Friday sales. They're still on Ringside Collectibles, as well as both Keith Lee figures and the Chase version of the Trish Stratus.
What is that, like 1 through 90 on the, is there a leap button? Yeah, like 1 through 90? Yeah.
It does feel like they were 2 years ago, dude. And Carmella SummerSlam, which was from, that's from The Fiend, when The Fiend was on in there, right?
That was the, yeah, that was he in that? Yeah, I think he's in that set, that second Fiend set, the second one.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How old is that? It's got to be.
That Santos Escobar is a cool figure, and he's with the LWO. I'm surprised that one isn't selling. I mean, it's still $17. They got to get those out of there, dude. Fuck.
Because I sold a handful of Warlords to Jack at Wrestling Universe, and that was November. That was after my 40th. So was that November of 21?
Yeah.
So that, and that's what, 85, 86? So shit, man.
It's like the Elite Royal Rumble set 2023. I don't know if people enjoy us going through these, but I love going through these, so people are going to have to listen to it. The Rey Mysterio, Vader, Damian Priest, Brie Bella set is gone. They probably won't restock those. I have seen my stores.
Chad Miller sleeping on that Damian for too long.
I got it for him.
Yeah, I know.
Don't worry about it. I'm surprised the Ultimate Warrior, Survivor Series 2022 with the Rick Rude heads, $17.99. Somebody jump on that. Shit.
That's a great figure. You don't need another AJ, but that's a great set too. Like Becky's great in that. Warrior's good.
Well, you can throw that fucking, you got two Rick Rude heads with that, and you can throw those on any kind of black suited figure. So I mean, yeah, those gonna be worth something, man. $17. I would jump on that. Shit. Let's see what else. WrestleMania. Oh my God, WrestleMania still got the Bret Hart WrestleMania 38 and the Boner Yard match AJ Styles on here, $7.99.
Still not cheap enough.
No, and you get the Vince McMahon suited shirt in there too. I'm surprised some of these haven't sold because they have that Build-A-Figure piece. Like, insane. We do have to talk about and the Survivor Series 2021 Keith Lee on here for $7.99. Shit. The G.I. Joe Classified Hasbro Pulse kind of crowdfunding thing has been up for about a week or so. They have 11. Let me refresh it now. They had 11,500 backers when I opened this website.
So they hit. They hit. They needed 10.
They hit in like 2 days, dude. Yeah, they've gained 100 followers since in the 45 minutes since I opened this website. It would take Mattel Creations 2 days to do that. They have 40 days left to hit. They've already hit it 100%, over 100%. So now they're going to get hopefully some bonus things. Aren't you surprised that the fucking G.I. Joe community is bigger than the wrestling community? Like, I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I love those G.I. Joe classifieds. I collect them, but I didn't buy this.
Was there a lull in, like, G.I. Joe in general? Like, in terms of, like, the figure. I mean, I know it's obviously a huge toy. I mean, it was a toy before it was a show, but like, what were they doing right before Classified? Like, I'm sure someone out there knows.
There was nothing. But the Classifieds,
there wasn't like a figure. Like, okay,
the Classifieds have been going on for through COVID, so 3-4 years. So it's not like they're brand new, you know. But I guess people are still excited for them, so that's good. I mean, not like they've been around for 100 years. It's been 3-4 years, but still, I mean, they have 11,000 people within a day or two that are putting down $274 for a helicopter. And we couldn't get 5,000 people to fucking back that stage.
I know, I'm still mad.
It's crazy.
Still upset. I think that it's for G.I. Joe. It's just, first of all, G.I. Joe has no competitor. Like, there's not like two versions of a G.I. Joe. There's not G.I., you know, it's not G.I. Joe versus Cobra. So it's not WCW versus WWF or WWE versus AEW or ROH. Yeah. So there's no like other group to talk shit and say, I'm not buying that. I'm not supporting that. There's no Jazzwares versus Mattel. It's one line. So there's almost like this like peace accord that, I mean, there's nothing for them to really argue about, whether you like something or not.
And there's no G.I. Joe Legends, G.I. Joe Superstars, G.I. Joe Retros, correct, G.I. Joe Survivor Series, G.I. Joe Royal Rumble, you know, G.I.
Superstars, Joe LJM, Basics, yeah. Elites, yeah. Ultimates, yeah.
Yeah, they got one thing,
that,
they
that's,
do it.
That's got to contribute to it. That's, you know, that this is the one line. This is what we're doing. We're doing Classifieds for the next foreseeable future, and you're going to want to be a part of this. And also, not having like a line up to Classified is those people to, you know, you have no choice but to go back and buy the previous collection. So you're spending money to do that. I mean, even to go buy 3.75s or what? Even loose in the bag, we walked around Eternity of Dreams. I mean, they're
expensive.
$20 minimum, you know, $20-$30, and that's for not even complete. So these people have spent this money. So I think 275 is nothing to them. So, knowing that they're definitely going to hit these goals and get these extra things.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool to think that now that they've already hit, like, the more, like, now when they introduce, like, okay, you're going to get this extra figure when we hit, you know, then people, the ball is just rolling constantly. People are just like, oh, shit, now I'm going to get it. Now I get, okay, for 274 plus they get all that plus another figure, I'm in now. I just don't feel like the Nitro State had, even the new gen arena didn't really have that momentum until they. They up the ante with that Macho Man, you know? So I think.
Yeah, it just, I mean, it's wrestling is figure driven. It's character driven, so it's figure driven. So there's not as many little things as we think there is. Everybody can have dream things, but dude, not everybody wants a barbershop. Yeah. Not everybody wants, you know, Piper Spit. You know, it's very specific. So they're going to have, as we've talked about, they're going to have to do 2 and 3 and 4 packs or like specific guys or whatever line they wanted to do. That's hopefully what Creations could do, just like Logan Paul and Cody, which both sold fantastic. So,
yep. Cautionary tale. We'll see what they do next time. I'm sure it'll probably come out in the next 6 to 8 months, or what they're going to do, or around WrestleMania time. But it was pretty interesting. We saw that the Power Town Series 1 figures are shipping, which is includes Bruiser Brody, among others. And a lot of positive reviews. I think Alan Day in our Facebook group got them, said they were great. People have been saying nothing but good things about them. I know the Major Brothers opened them up on their podcast and said they were cool. I do wonder what happened with that first series of figures where they started shipping them and they they broke apart. The legs were snapping off and they went back to concept and redid them. I would buy a set of those if they sold it to me for half price. I would buy a set of those, keep them mint on card.
I think I'm with Kyle Peterson and Jesse Ventura on this one, that they didn't actually exist.
I don't think so. I don't think they did. They made all those figures that quick? I mean, that was like a 3-month delay, right?
I mean, his big thing is that it's their factory. This isn't Jazzwares contracting with anybody. Like, it's whatever toy company is, like, Chinese based, they are over there. It's his, you know, it's their factory. That's how they got him through so quick.
Okay.
I don't know. That's not me. Have we seen a side by side of like these guys next to Elites or Ultimates? Because they look great, but do they not look a little thick compared to?
They do. We have not seen. Okay. I think they've done that on purpose. That's a little another conspiracy I'm on the track of, because we have not seen that. I want someone to do that. If you're listening, if you bought these things, give me a side by side next to a Mattel Elite. I don't care if you pick a
Big Show. So instead of Big Scoop, you're Medium Scoop. You're not the Big Show.
You're not the Big Scoop.
Yeah. MS.
So I don't know. Yeah, let's put it in the Facebook group. If you bought these, put a post up, because that needs to be shared. I'm surprised.
Yeah, we're not here to hate. I'm just, you know, just yeah. We're in scale is the thing now, and they just seem a little more broad or thicker or, you know, something than maybe it's their posing, the way they did it.
No, they seem like Cardona said, they seem like statues / figures, like, which is cool. You know, there's nothing bad about that, but I don't know if they necessarily meld well with the Mattels. So.
And this is my little prediction, and this is about Matt Cardona. And, you know, I know we don't have the spread that the major pod has, but dude, he talks to Magnum TA. That's just, the joke is that he's his pen pal. These power talents come out. Matt Cardona within a year will be looking exactly like Magnum TA for a gimmick. He's going to be like the indie outlaw or something like that. He's going to be the indie outlaw, especially to make fun of all the deathmatch outlaws out there. You know, that they claim that gimmick, but, and then he's going to come out like a cowboy. He's going to have the old, like, dusty Barry Windham Magnum TA boots, the same chest hair, the vest. It's the same look. He's going to do this gimmick. I know. I like that. I know it.
That would be awesome. Speaking of Power Town, this is the Power Town minute. They announced their first series of Remco style figures. So this was like the series. This was before basically LJN. This is one of the first wrestling figures to ever come out. They announced it's going to be the Rock and Roll Express, Tully Blanchard versus Magnum TA in an I Quit match. Now, I don't know if that's a two-pack or not. Must be. The Missing Link, I think, has never had a figure before. Also, Bobo Brazil, never had a figure before. Nick Bockwinkle and Tito Santana. That's all the information.
Chico.
So let's hope these are... The cool thing about the Masters of the Universe and the Superstars is you can pop off the heads, you can switch them around, take the arms and legs off, and kind of, my son loves to do that with the Masters of the Universe figures. I think you can do that with the Asylum All-Stars figures. So what do you think about this first series? This is pretty cool. I don't have a connection to any of these people, but I think this is a good list of names here that I think people are excited about for sure.
I'm curious what road they're going to go down. Like, are they going to use the same body mold for everybody, like the original Remcos? And are they going to go back to soft goods, or are they going to make different molds for pants or a singlet or you know, trunks? So I'm curious about that. How they're going to go down the road. I don't think the first set needs to be that big, and especially if it's at the same price point. Like, I mean, I'm not paying $45 for 8 different figures.
My guess is they would do somebody in like pants, somebody in trunks, so they can then use those bodies and just have them all. I mean, if you're gonna do these type of figures, just make them all like jacked up, like the Remcos were, and just make the same body. You know,
regardless of size, make them all the same.
Make them cheaper, a little bit cheaper. That's fine with me.
I'm excited. I want the Rock and Rolls and probably Magnum and Tully, or probably I really just want the Magnum out of that, but.
WWE is coming out with some Bleacher Buddies coming from Bleacher Creature Toys. This is like the stuffed kind of almost like, what do you call them? I don't know. Like the
Wrestling Buddies?
Wrestling Buddies, yeah. You got Hulk Hogan, old school Hulk Hogan, old school Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. So... damn good lineup here. I don't know what size these are going to be. A lot of times when they come out with these, they're a little bit smaller than those Wrestling Buddies, which is kind of annoying. But we will see. My 8-year-old son, I probably have another year or two of him. Man, he loves stuffed animals right now. I love it. I don't know how much time I have with that phase of childhood, but these will hopefully keep it going for a little bit longer. Get him a little Roman Reigns. It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't need them, but they're cool. If I see them for the right price, you know. I do wish that at GameStop I grabbed that Cody. You know, the Cody
Wrestling. Yeah.
just because who knows how much that could be worth down the road. Okay, so.
Nash has been banging that around. He's got that somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got that for his birthday. Figures Collections. Our buddy Jack from Figure Collections showed off an upcoming Jeff Jarrett bone-crushing action figure. Is it crushing or crunching?
Crunching.
Crunching. Crunching. Not crushing. Yes. We're just crunching them here. I pre-ordered the Macho Man they did, and I will not be getting this, but a lot of people want this because the one that came out originally was kind of like a Owen Hart repaint or reused all the parts. Yeah. So this looks way more like Jeff Jarrett than the original did. That's cool.
Yeah, no, I'm pumped for him. You know, I don't know who they used for a voiceover guy for that commercial, but terrible. Guy's voice was terrible.
He was awful, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really bad. Like,
just get a professional next time.
Get somebody with a bigger dick or something, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But you can go to Run In Pod, go to the Deals tab at the top, Figure Collection.
Hear that terrible voice.
Yeah, hear that terrible voice. But Run 10 will save you 10% at figurecollections.com/shop. And Run 10 will also save you 10% at Wrestling Collector Shop. So our buddies,
I talk about it every week. I got to order the Chelsea Green retro. I got to order it every single week. I missed out on the major players one, so I'm going to have to settle for the common. But
dude,
I got to get it done.
On. Get on that.
Yeah. Every week I talk about it, and I'm like, and I just forget.
Our buddy from the Asylum All-Stars showed off their figures, the LOD / Road Warriors, whatever you want to call them, next to the Mattel Superstars. And they look pretty cool, man. They look pretty in scale.
Again, all right, I already ordered. Did they look shorter just because they were behind them? It's like just off.
I think they were like stationed like a couple inches back, but they look pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or you posted it, right? You tagged me in this, right?
I did post it. I stole it from somebody. Yeah. I didn't take the picture. Yeah.
I just don't know. Hopefully they're as tall. That's all.
Yeah. They look pretty close. We'll see.
Flair is so jacked, dude.
He is jacked. Yeah. Flair did not
look like that before or after the plane crash, guys.
Ringside sale, we talked about that. Defining Moments 4-packs shipping now. I will be buying that on Father's Day morning at the behest of my family. And when they ask me what I want, I'll say, I already ordered it, motherfuckers. That's what you do. Just order what you want and then just tell them, I already got it. Weekly purchases time here. I guess that's it for news. That was a lot of news here over the last 2 weeks. We still have not heard what Zombie Sailor has for his first non-wrestling action figure. He's signed someone, whether it's Bruce Lee or Pamela Anderson or Kevin Costner or Rambo. I don't know. But we will see, hopefully, in the coming weeks here. We'll wait with bated breath.
The one I told you off air, I don't think it's that. The way he's like kind of hinted at it, like that it would blend right in with the wrestling community. Yeah, it doesn't work. Bruce Lee's not a bad guess, but I don't know if he's got that swing for that IP. So
what does that mean? It would blend with the wrestling community, but it's not wrestling related.
He's like it's not a wrestler, but like you would believe it is kind of type of thing.
Oh god,
you think it's Debo? Is it Debo from Friday? You think it's
I would love that. Yeah, I would love that. Or maybe the dad from Step by Step. That would be cool. He has never had a figure before.
Yeah. Patrick Duffy.
Yes, there you go. A little Patrick Duffy figure. Yeah. First time in the line. Yes.
Bobby Ewing, Jerry Ewing's brother.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's a deep cut.
I don't know if that Dallas theme still burning my head from my parents making me sit through it while my mom making me sit through it.
What do you have for weekly purchases, Nick Thompson?
It's been a little while, but I did get the major pod. I did do their crate. I did not get any chases. So,
let me see the crate. Let me see the box. The box is the best part for me.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll start with the shirts because that's already out of it. But
okay, that's fine.
It's them as the Brawlers.
Them as the Brawlers on a shirt, major players.
Yeah,
love it.
So that's a cool start. I was hoping it was going to be like last time, like the crowdfund, where if they just kept selling a certain amount, they were going to add more, but. I get it, you know, just do it the way they wanted to. So they got the Brawlers. It's them with middle fingers. Oh, you can kind of see it there.
Oh, while you're talking about this, the big rubber guys demolition figures go up. They're doing a 2-week pre-order for those. They're kind of LJN style demolition figures. They're going to go up pretty soon. We'll post it all on our social media. So,
oh, the box, by the way.
Box is great. Oh, I love the King of the Ring logo on the front. The Yokozuna punching Bret Hart or vice versa.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Oh, that's great.
You got your boy Swaggle on the back.
Yep. That was from Baltimore, that shot. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's fun. So I'll get this, you know, I'll have them sign the box if I don't have something for them to sign at one of the live shows. And just like I did with the last, I didn't even order the Crave last time, but I did buy the box off somebody for like $8 later on. I was like, I would like to put all my like Major Pod trinkets in the same thing. So there is a shot glass, stickers, a Stang makeup kit, which is pretty funny. A 3-auto 8x10 of Stang, Steve Believe, and Philip Cardigan, because I guess they screwed up the photo.
Experts.
It's pretty cool. It was, you know, it's a good set. I got the previous crate that was a lot of people talked to already. Matt Sydal is the micro brawler. Seems like the most unnecessary, unrequested figure there ever was.
That was in the Major Brothers crate?
No, that was just in a regular crate. That was the most previous one. So
what's the brawler from this one? There was that Brian Myers with the middle fingers.
Matt, you got two. You got Matt and Brian as the major players.
Cool.
Yeah, what do I got? I got the previous one is Claudio Castagnoli shirt, Legion of Doom shirt, Matt Sydal brawler.
So you feel like you could sell all that stuff in that major crate and get your money back probably if you want to.
If I wanted to, yeah. I see a private conversation I have. Someone was like, well, you can really see who only bought this to try to get chases. And if they didn't, they were going to sell the entire crate immediately. So, Daniel Christensen from the Fig Cave put up a little post, and I grabbed the Andre Chase, which has been not easy to get.
What a steal. Guys, $1 per month gets you access to our Facebook group of 530 plus people buying and selling and trading. $1 per month. I said that right. It's part of the Run In Podcast Patreon. It's patreon.com/runinpod. They have some higher tiers. We get some bonus episodes and entries and giveaways. Literally $1 per month gets you access to our Facebook group. You can interact with us. I do live fig hunts at Walmart and Target. We do unboxings. We do giveaways. We just talk random shit about sports and food and pop culture. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I enjoy the get to know your Fig Cave members.
That's all Mike Lanham. He's all over that stuff, man.
Yeah, Chad Miller hopping in that. Yes. Creating some content too. It's pretty fun.
Oh, what was the question that somebody asked? The Cracker Barrel or Waffle House dilemma.
I don't think anybody picked IHOP.
Nobody picked IHOP. Sucks, yeah. But I do love Waffle House. Cracker Barrel has better quality food, but you don't have the experience of the Waffle House. I love a good Waffle House. God, I love
Waffle House. Is one of my favorite parts of like going anywhere down south. Anywhere that has it, it's awesome. I'm gonna have. I mean, I used to go for like 6-day trips, and I would go to breakfast by myself. I had to,
dude,
every single day. I don't care.
I won a trip from work. We went to Atlanta, and then we took a bus to Augusta to go to the Masters, whatever. Blah blah blah.
Nice,
which was fun. One of the best parts of the trip was we were all like, we came back from Augusta, we went to some like club, and I was like not feeling it. I didn't feel like drinking beer anymore. Took an Uber by myself to a Waffle House, just sat there at the bar, just ate some breakfast. There's a bunch of people, just like a cool vibe. People are just like yelling and talking, like, and I'm just sitting there eating my breakfast. It was great. Sometimes it's nice to not just like sit by yourself and not have to fucking talk to anybody and just eat some eggs, you know?
The first time I went was during college. We had that per diem money, and I was like, oh, I could buy this whole menu. And I was with a fellow foodie. And we probably bought $70 worth of food between the two of us just to try. Where I was like, just start making stuff, lady. Well, tell me what I should order. I ordered this. I heard quite a few people were catching the chase
of
at regular price. I did not get the chase. This figure's terrible. Owen Hart,
Luminaries.
This face is terrible. His face, whatever, I have one Owen Hart, and that's it.
Fucked up like the guy that people wanted a figure of so much more.
It's so sad. Yeah,
fucked it up.
Imagine High Spots had a Memorial Day sale. 20% off. So I grabbed just to get this because she's pregnant and she is not going to be doing any signings anytime soon. But I grabbed Alexa Bliss, so I have it in my collection now.
Oh, yeah, shout out to her and Ryan Cabrera. Also, congrats on the sex.
Not shout out. The guy, you know, I mean, I know I have Zoe and I have this Marley, but, you know, I think she was.
That was your shot. That was your shot. Now it's gone.
I think that was my hall pass. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
you might have a better shot now. Maybe he's not a good dad. Maybe he's like always writing songs and stuff, and you can step in there. Yeah.
Now it's just going to be the lady from Ted Lasso, the coach, the owner, from Ted Lasso. Oh,
God, I love her. God, I love
her. Big fan. Ringside did another bunch of those $50 random figures that we are all think are Chase's. So 3 for 3. Taz,
boom.
Chase, with a dented box. I didn't pay for damaged. Jake Hager. Oh, no one should pay $50 for
the elusive Jake Hager.
But I got him. I feel better now. And Brian Danielson. He's Daniel Bryan to me. He'll always be Daniel Bryan to me.
What's different between that one? He's just wearing a little bikini. What's different? Just the paint on the bikini?
I think it's just the color. I think it's just the paint on the just the trunks.
Awful.
That's so lazy. So awful. Lazy. But also makes me not. I have no desire to actually get the real one now.
No, of course not.
Why? You froze up. Do I have my shitty internet?
Our technical difficulties have been avoided. We are back live, going through Nick's two weekly purchases.
Yeah, I re up my minutes, so we're good.
It's after 9, so you don't have to use your 5 friends.
Where do we leave off? Where do we live off for the... They just keep ranting?
You did the dildos. You talked about the dildos.
Yep.
No, you did the chases, and that was it. That's all. That's the last thing I remember.
That's it. Yeah, that's enough. That's all I got. That's all.
So here's my dilemma. I want this purple Macho Man Slim Jim display.
The saga continues.
It's at all my stores. There's 3 local... They're called Royal Farms, but they're basically gas stations. Okay, local here in Maryland. They all have 2 of these purple Macho Man displays. None of them will give them to me. I offered multiple stores to buy every Slim Jim they had. They will not just give me the display. I offered to buy the display. They will not let me buy it. I don't know what else to fucking do here. So I need some input from somebody. I know our buddy Joe Lemonhead Clegg found 2 already. His area. I don't know where he lives. Probably somewhere where people are nice, like the Midwest. But I don't live in the Midwest.
The inconsistency of like people that are like, oh, I just asked for it. They gave it to me. Oh, I just had to buy the rest. Oh, I gave him $50. Like, people have it. It's all different.
I literally sell high-end liquor and booze and wine. I would give whoever gives me this thing their choice of whatever they want. And I still can't get anyone to do it. And they have 2. They all have 2 of them in every store. Like, why do you need fucking 2 of these things?
I never go in the store because I just, you know, pump gas the thing, but now I want to start looking for it.
Oh, well, I mean, I get breakfast sandwiches because that's my trick. I get the breakfast sandwiches and I buy the gas in the store. So the wife thinks it's all on the, you know, it's just gas, but you know, I just buy, you know, it's just all one charge. So,
got it. Well, I'm on the Upside app now.
I am on. Oh, you're on there too?
Yeah.
Do you use that much gas that you're on there?
Work truck is 32 gallons.
That pays
32 off. Gallons tank.
I get like $20 every 3 or 4 months.
You know, no, this wing is 30. What is it? 32 gallon in my van, my work van.
Yeah.
In the Chevy Express, and I figure. I guess you can use the work card on there. It works. And
oh, nice.
Cool. Oh, that first fill up though, I made like $14 off the thing.
Oh, you probably get some bonus points, yeah.
Yeah, some bonus, first time everything.
So if you're listening and you see that purple Macho Man Slim Jim display, let me know. Let your boy know. Hit me up.
Yeah.
Instagram, I'll send you a free signed book if you want. But that was it. I got that Brock Lesnar $10 forklift thing for my buddy's friend, my buddy's son. I can't think of anything else. I've been going to Walmarts and Targets every fucking day. I go to 2 or 3 Walmarts and Targets. There's nothing really. I mean, I'm kind of in like a lull. I wanted to talk to you about this because...
No, we got pre-orders in. We don't know when that's coming.
We have a ton of pre-orders. We have a ton of pre-orders in right now.
Is the dog collar you have that pre-ordered?
I did not. I didn't feel like I needed to pre-order that. I will be buying that.
It didn't, You don't see you go to back order yet, so it's nice.
Yeah. But I got all the Ultimates, obviously the Usos, I got the Logan Paul, Cody Rhodes, I got the Macho Man, Randy Orton. It's all pre-ordered. But
that Cody's got to be shipping soon, right? Because now, because we talked about maybe they flew in the first batch.
Gotta be.
And the rest of them's got to be floating in any day. So
all the influencers got it already, except for us. That's why it would have sold more if they would have gave us one, you know. But
for sure.
There's nothing new in the stores right now. It's just a very blah period. The Legends figures have just kind of like rotted on the pegs. We talked about AEW figures. There's been nothing new at my Walmarts. I mean, I feel like I'm not the only one to say this kind of stuff. And I'm still going to stores. Just nothing to buy. You know, I actually enjoy finding stuff for other people in the group that like you said, Chad Miller was looking for that Damian Priest. I was able to find it for him once those restocked.
You found that on the shelf?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit. We barely saw that. Never mind a re-up.
I just got re-ups like a week or two ago of like, my store still have Brie Bella and Rey Mysterio. So if you need those, let me know. But yeah, it's just been a weird time. I think there's just a lull right now between like waiting for the holiday season, the summer, I guess. I don't know. But
I'm curious what happens with these Legends, dude. Like when when does this catch up with us? That, you know, getting, you know, the whole case to ourselves. You know, every guy gets their own case. When's it going to catch up? Because these things are not moving, you know, at that volume. So when do they say, all right, now go back to everything's in one case and we'll get two cases per store?
Honestly, the best time to buy them is when they've first come out and they put them on sale for $15 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean, they keep doing that. But I think that's to get rid of the old ones, but they don't know that also gives you
that shared, that shared DPCI. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, it's a $1 billion company. Fuck them. Who cares? Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff I've pre-ordered. Our buddy Fig Heel, who I love his YouTube page, put a video up about like pre-orders and, you know, what's the best policy for pre-orders and all the, you know, people are so mad about pre-orders sometimes. I don't mind. Like Walmart and Target and Amazon, they don't fucking charge you until it ships.
Yeah.
Just pre-order everything, you know? If it gets canceled or pushed back, you just exit out. But I don't know. I'm hoping to find this next set of Legends. Those went up for pre-order, right? The Undertaker and Brother Love and D'Lo, they went up for pre-order. So
yeah, I mean, I got my debit card allegedly got hacked, so I guess I lost my pre-order for but I only had the Undertaker.
Okay.
I don't know why, like, the other ones weren't available, but, dude, we know we can find them in the store. And especially this time, there's not going to be two chases like there were for the head shrinkers, so.
How about those random Walmart Ultimates that we pre-ordered? The, what was it, Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero? That felt like that was months ago. I haven't heard anything from that. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they have the gentleman from England that I helped out for a while. He was like, oh, have those going to hit the store yet? I was like, no, definitely just kind of left.
Yeah.
Like, now, pal. Yeah.
Nothing hits.
But even if they get canceled, like, Walmart, every Walmart exclusive that has kind of existed, I feel like has been in the store. Like, I mean, obviously not Ruthless, you know, Series 2, 3 continued, but one was Peg Warmed, funny.
Yep.
And obviously the AEWs have been aplenty. Hangman Page, even Sting was probably the most rare, but you could get him. Cody was everywhere. I paid Mike Lanham to ship it to me, and then they were everywhere the next week.
I could see those Ruthless Aggression Series 2 and 3 being rare if they don't hit stores or if they're sparse. Because they're doing away with that set, right? Well, they're just doing three series of that?
No, I think it's going to hit five. I think it's because you still have...
Is Edge in the last one? You have one of those, right?
Yeah, I have it, yeah.
Mattel. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I should sell it like all those other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck it. You don't need $50 that bad.
No, we don't. Actually, I'm curious what it'd be worth. But
speaking of selling, let's give away our Seth Rollins.
Oh yeah,
Ultimate Edition. He's a visionary. He's a revolutionary. I don't know what is he a visionary of. What does that mean? What does he do? Visionary. I don't know.
Just a cool word, man. Just a cool word.
The winner we put on our Instagram. We had you follow us, and we had you follow Run and Pod. We had you follow the Wrestling Collector Shop, who sent me this figure. And Robbie Z. Road, you are the winner. Robbie Z. Road, you win this loose Seth Rollins. I got the heads, the hands, everything. I'll send it out to you. Just send me a little message. Robbie Z. Rhodes. So Next week, we'll give away this beautiful. I'm going to unbox this one, too. This is the Andre the Giant.
Oh, nice.
Anybody want a peanut? I have to poop in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Yep. Ultimate Edition Andre the Giant. So that's about it. I'm on my second beer here. I'm feeling pretty good.
Wife, yeah, I bought it. I'm all loaded up for the weekend. I grabbed. Okay, did they do the High Noon pricing correct at down where you are? Because here it is $29.99 for a 12-pack.
That's correct.
But 4 packs are $9.99.
I know, that is weird.
So I can make up and buy 3 4-packs because save 2 cents. Yeah. But also pick the ones I want. Now I get stuck with fucking grapefruit.
They didn't raise the price of the 4-packs as much as they raised the price of the 8-packs and the 12-packs for some reason. So a lot of people were just like, hey, let me eat the cost on the 4-packs, and then I'll raise a dollar on, yeah. So, yeah, you're better off with that.
And the talls at the cheap place are over $6 for the talls.
Oh, they shouldn't be. They should be $4.99.
It's just 2 cans, man. It's just 2 cans.
Yeah.
So
what was I going to say to you about...
And I bought a shitload of Ultras. Oh. It's gonna be Ultra summer for me, man.
Yeah, Ultras are good.
But I think it was the non-slim cans. It's the 16-ouncers. For some reason, 4 packs are $5. That seems way too cheap.
Do you have the Sunny D seltzers up there?
We do. I feel like they're gonna be too sweet for me.
Good. No,
they're gonna be too sweet.
They're so fucking good, dude. There's zero sugar. Zero sugar.
Yeah. Zero sugar. Just like Primes, zero sugar in those Primes.
Yeah, true.
They haven't even, the chemicals in there haven't even been classified yet.
Yeah, it's before they could classify any kind of sugar offshoot.
Yeah.
What are we doing next week here on the show? Next week is going to be you and a mystery tag team partner on the first.
Well, first of all, guys, you know, not to peel back the curtain too much, but Phil does all the editing, and well. We'll call it, you know, it's his program that records. That's what we'll call it. So
yeah.
I'm gonna download StreamYard. Maybe I'll ask one of the Fig Cave guys to just hop on me for 5 minutes to make sure I actually know how to like cut and paste it.
Yep.
So and then we'll I'll get the tag team partner on there and we'll figure it out. So we'll talk about some stuff. Probably not. Maybe we could touch on a little bit of a regular episode, but you know, we'll see how it goes. And that's it. I'm excited you're going to Asheville, man. I did want to go there. So he was a little nervous just because it was first time traveling with the baby. We didn't know, you know, we didn't know if a completely new town, not knowing anybody, just going by ourselves for a work trip was the smartest first trip with the child with an airplane. So
Asheville is one of my favorite places I've ever been. I went there with my son when he was like 6 months old, and it was not great because you couldn't go out at night. You know, I had to put your kid down and
yeah.
You know, to bed early and whatever. But the there's if you like craft beer, if you're a drinker, there's a, you know, 40 or 50 breweries in this smaller town, and I would say the food is almost better than the beer. The food is great. There's so many good restaurants. Nice. There's a ton of like music. It's a very like people just move there from different areas and just become like kind of like hippies. We're just like, you know, they just play guitar on the street, and it's a cool little town, little mountain
just
town.
Just be an assistant brewmaster at one of these places.
Yeah, it's always cooler. It's always like, it's in the mountains, so it's always like 20 degrees cooler than anywhere else you would go, you know. We went on this vacation. We got this Airbnb, and like it's like a house, but it's in like a place where RVs will park. I don't want to say a trailer park, but it's like an RV park, basically. But they have like a... It's an actual house where we stay in. It must have been like whoever owned the place must have built this house and then rented it out. But there's a pool there. The house we have has a hot tub with a TV like by it. So usually do that and hang out and drink. But it's mostly just to let my dad have one last vacation. He's
great.
I told you he got kicked out of his senior living place.
Oh, I didn't know what the outcome of that was, but
yeah. Oh yeah, they just told him not to come back anymore. He was grabbing grabbing women's asses. While he was dancing, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's harmless, but...
It's like you in the dorms, man. That's why you got kicked out of all the dorms,
oh, yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah. It was guys' asses I was grabbing.
It was guys'
not nice. Women's. But, yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm excited now, but to be on a plane with my family for an hour does not sound fun. But I have my son all packed up, get a bunch of wrestling cards and football cards to give him
nice.
As we... hit breweries, so taking my wife out this weekend to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is a nice little town if you live in this area too. A nice little getaway town. You should go there too. It's not bad. Not too far from you.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
far enough. Too far.
Yeah,
too far.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a cool like little shopping town. They have good little like farmers Amish area there. Amish market.
Yeah, I was excited. I was really excited to go to Asheville just because there's a celebrity golden retriever that I follow. It's this lady that adopted like this 150 pound golden and got him down to 75 pounds. And I love this dog. I love watching stories of this dog.
A celebrity I'm sad for dogs. Golden retriever.
His name was Orange Boy Phil. There you go. Orange Boy Phil. And he lives in Asheville. And I was going to try to figure out how we can meet him. And then unfortunately he passed like 2 weeks ago. And it just breaks my heart, man. Breaks my heart about this dog. But
I was about to follow him on Instagram.
They post a lot of great stories about other dogs that have gone through a lot. So
12 hours ago they posted. When did he pass away?
Probably 2 weeks ago, maybe three.
Oh my god!
So break them off. Now I want you to watch Nash at the breweries you go to, man. A local brewery put up this huge post. I should forward it to you. It's they were like,
we're not responsible for your children running.
They were like, you need to start watching your kids. They got kids because they said that people just run, you know, they want to be so cool and hip and still be able to go to breweries, but they don't give a shit about their kids when they get there. And like, kids are breaking shit, going behind roped off areas. This is like an active farm. So I guess it was bad.
Yeah. There's a Facebook group that I have that, it's all the Maryland breweries and people every day, someone's posting about that. And just gonna have a kid that isn't a fucking asshole. My kid will show up. If you have a big grassy area where he can run around, he'll run around. But you know, he'll probably sit at a table and color, or as he's older now, he'll play with football cards or do something.
We're saying just bring activities for the kid to do. It's pretty easy.
You just gonna fucking lay the law down. You can't just let your kid do whatever the fuck you want. You know, it's not like you're at a bar.
Yeah, that's every place in general. But yeah, but this one, I was like, wow. I mean, I respect him for doing it because it could scare people away, but.
A couple of breweries in Maryland have just said no more kids. We don't want kids. Like some of the ones that don't have open areas that are just like small, like in a strip mall or you can't bring kids in here after like 5 o'clock, which is, I understand. Like so many fucking parents are just like having their kid's birthday party at a brewery. Like what the fuck?
After years, right? Wasn't there a kid's birthday like in the corner? It's like,
oh yeah. Yeah.
I think of the between us and the band. I was
drinking a Full Tilt tonight, right here.
There you go.
Yeah, still have a couple in the fridge.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
That's about it, guys. Thank you for listening. Yeah. Thank you for watching. You're not watching us. You're just listening. But
yeah,
thank you for listening. I won't be here next week, but I will be in our Facebook group. If you need to sign up, you can buy me a beer if you want in Asheville.
Yeah.
buy my dad a beer.
It's gonna be
a shit show.
Yeah. I by the way, earlier this week I was on Big Cave member Josh Stapleton has a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Called Hey Buddy. Hey Buddy.
Oh, nice.
It's a lot of pop culture stuff. We did talk a little bit of wrestling. I did plug the book, but it's Hey Buddy. It's mostly on Spotify. I have a trouble because of how many Y's are in Hey. Huh. I don't think you can actually get it on Apple, but it is on Spotify, which I think I'm going to start shifting all my pods over there. I was a strong Apple
Spotify,
guy, but
to Spotify?
Yeah. Zoe does it. And she's like, it's so much easier.
There's a lot of
pop culture. So I've told him that sometimes I can't listen to his new episodes cause I have not watched whatever he's talking about. Cause they'll tell you it's spoilers, but it's, you know, it's like, oh man, I can't listen. Cause I haven't seen.
I have
that, air yet.
I have that problem can't jump yet. With a podcast I listen to called Hollywood Hogwash. They always review, like, their newest episode is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Then it's The Machine. Then it's Fast X. I haven't seen any of those movies, so I can't watch them, you know. But
I know. I paused on how did this get made because they did Fast X. Then I was like, all right, I'll wait a few weeks.
Yeah.
But, of course, I have a long ride tomorrow and nothing to listen to, so.
Can I give you a couple of podcast recommendations?
Yeah. Zoe told me, Zoe's a big fan of the Armchair Expert with Dax. And she loves Smartless with Bateman and Will Arnett and Sean Hayes.
Where are you driving to? The Stapleton concert?
No, no. Well, that's Saturday. So We don't really listen. I can't listen to a pod with anybody else. So it'll be music on the way to the. Yeah, it'll be music on the way to that. Because they're going to talk over something very important.
Yeah.
And then be upset when I pause it and go back 10 seconds.
I like This Bitch podcast, which is it's two female comedians that are really funny. They both one of them used to write for Impractical Jokers, but they just talk about weed and just like girl stuff. What else do I? The Office Ladies. Obviously, you know, if you listen to The Office, if you watch the
dude,
Office.
Are they remember the delicious dish from SNL?
Yeah.
Is it not? Does it? They're just so complimentary of each other sometimes that I'm like
they're very soft spoken.
Angela, I love our, you know, what's your name?
Where'd you get it from? Oh, this is from Postmarks.
This is from the Weather Vane. I thought it was from Talbot's.
What other podcast? I mean, obviously, I love Gorilla Brain podcast. I love our buddies at Russell Geddon, the Call Up podcast. The Run In podcast is great. Do you listen to the Rewatchables, the Bill Simmons podcast?
No.
No? Oh, jeez.
I was going to do a couple. I was thinking about a couple Chris Van Vliet because I love the clips. I was thinking of actually listening to an episode.
I was listening to Chris Van Vliet the other day because he had my girl Taya Valkyrie on. It was a good podcast.
He's got Michael Hearn on this week, who is, you know, just.
This is a podcast about. This is an Inception
podcast. This is the podcast corner with the podcasters.
I have Kevin Nash's podcast downloaded on my phone for the last 4 months. I've never listened to an episode.
Oh, it's
is it good?
I really like Kevin Nash, but it's, you know, it's a 2.5 hour long pod, but whatever the subject is like 15 minutes in the middle.
That's it.
It's a, to me, it's a lot to sit through to get to that, the one subject I actually want to listen to.
Okay. But the other stuff they talk about is not interesting or.
Not to me. It's not for me.
Does he eat goldfish while he's talking like I do?
He eats Cheez-Its.
I've been eating goldfish the whole time.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert if you're listening.
Yeah.
That's it for a podcast. I mean, besides the Cornette pod. The Cornette podcasts are great because they do two a week. And they're both like 3 hours long.
Ow. That is so much content.
It's great. I mean, it's
so much.
His review of Double or Nothing was, I would pay for it. If someone said you have to pay $10 to listen to this, I would pay for it.
Just, all right, you know what? Maybe I'll download that. Just that one.
Just the fucking shit talk he did on everybody. Oh my god, great. I mean, great. He also compliments, like, you know, he's a big fan of Wardlow. He's a big fan of MJF.
Well, they're the two people to be complimentary.
He loves CM Punk, obviously, FTR. You know, he loves all the guys who actually wrestle and aren't fucking bullshit con artists.
But it seems like there's a great MJF Adam Cole riff off tonight.
I did see that before we went on.
Yeah, I saw a couple of screenshots, but I didn't. I'll watch it.
I would love
later
to see if Adam Cole can keep up with MJF on the mic, because I know he can keep up with him in the ring.
Not in the gym, though. Tell you that much.
Not in the gym, no. Oh, no. But on the mic would be nice. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. No episode next week, but we will possibly have something. Nick and a tag team partner.
If I could figure out how to use a podcast program, I used to be tech savvy, and then it was like 2005, and
I'll bring my laptop, and I'll be able to post it if I can, or I'm sure Tom can help us out. So
yeah,
Tommy Paradise. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate it. Check out the book on Amazon. And the official history of male dildos, whatever it's called.
Yes. And, a very kindly reminder, just to wash your hands. I'm not going to be aggressive about it this week.
Stay classy, Marks. We'll talk to you next week.
See you later.